had a nice connection to all this Oz Minerals thing this morning at Toll, where when they did the demerger with Asciano last year, the costs of the demerger were $80 million. So I got up at the start of the meeting and said to Paul Little, oh, that demerger didn't work too well. We probably should have sold Pacific National instead rather than demerge. What was the $80 million cost all about? You know, a huge amount of money to spend on a demerger. What was it all about? Oh, I can't remember. I haven't got the detail. So later on, when the remuneration report came up, I got up and said, well, actually, I'll remind you, Paul, $55 million of that, i.e. the majority, was actually paid buying out options for executives. 390 executives shared in $55 million. You got $8.5 million. And I said, what were the assumptions around that calculation, that 390 executives should get a one-off cash payout of unissued or unvested options dating over the next 3 years? Oh, I haven't got the details to hand, you know, but you know, it was recommended by an independent expert. So I then said, well, actually, I've got a report here from Risk Metrics, which has been leaked to me by one of your large shareholders who's very upset about this. And you've been having a lot of discussions with Risk Metrics, haven't you, over the last few weeks? And you provide a lot of information to Risk Metrics, haven't you? Are you aware of this report? Oh, look, we've had some talk, but we disagree with Risk Metrics. I said, right, well, tell me, Risk Metrics says in this report that in calculating that $55 million figure, you assumed earnings per share growth over the next 3 years of 24% year on year. Is that right? Oh, I can't remember the figures, haven't got the figures. And in fact, you recommended that 88% of all of these unoption issues be treated as being fully vested and you've achieved all hurdles. Is that correct? That's what the report says. Oh, look, I haven't got the details. Now, is it true also that you've actually assumed the share price got to between $30 and $40 by 2011 to calculate this figure, didn't you? That was the assumption. 25% EPS growth every year, share price around the $35 mark. Today, the combined share price of Asciano and Toll is $7.92. So you have showered $55 million of our cash on the executive class at Toll and Asciano on pieces of paper and options that are worthless, that have negative value. Why have you done that? Oh, well, we had independent experts reported. Did you think about getting a second opinion from KPMG, your auditor, when they gave you this advice that this was absolutely fine to do this? No, no, we just took the advice. And then I said, well, you know, at Asciano last week, the CEO agreed to pay back $750,000 of his bonus because it miscalculated on the options. I suggest that we start talking about $20 or $30 million coming back from this payment. And then I moved that the shareholders vote down the remuneration report. So we got a majority from the floor. We called for a poll. So the public record will show shareholders vote down remuneration report at the meeting. And then the proxies were 50-50 on the REM report if you take out Paul Little's shareholding, which is 10%. And because the chairman, Ray Horsburgh, was so incompetent in just fudging and stonewalling and pretending he knew nothing, I then got up on his re-election next and said, and we should vote down the chairman as well because he's been incompetent today. And that was 50-50 from the floor. And Little, the CEO who chaired the resolution, of course, it should be the next most senior independent director who should be chairing the resolution, not the CEO, tried to shut me down and then declared it passed, even though it was 50-50 from the floor. Now, I think because all this information is going to be on the public record, because Toll gave all of the internal assumptions to Risk Metrics and they've now put it out there, I think this will be a major turning point in terms of executive largesse, because it's so outrageous and there was so poor disclosure and the board was so inept in stepping in and doing something. And I told them to their face, I said, I think you will get sued. Your shareholders will take action to recover 30, 40 million of this, because it's just outrageous that you've done it. And this is where the independent directors have got to step up. And then I said, and of course, it's not comforting to have the chairman of Oz Minerals, Barry Cusack, the bloke who did the $8.5 million cash payout to Owen after shareholders rejected the $10.7 million, sitting on the Toll board as well. So it was a pretty comprehensive sort of expose on, and you know, they were pretty much floundering, and you will see a lot of press around this tomorrow.